tell you this now. If you, you and John McCormick got to be Mr. Rayburn. Now, I've been letting you all off long. Let me tell you, don't. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You a majority. Well, you can just tell John. Says majority. I've heard Mr. Rayburn say, majority leader, I'm not going to do this. Now, you just say, I'm not going to do it. And I'll tell you what you've got to do. You got to say to these civilian employees.
Well, they shouldn't be passed. We should.
Now, wait a minute. Let me tell you. I've got a steel strike the end of August. And if you pass this thing, you break all of my guidelines, and they're gone, and I'm through.
Well, I don't want to pass it.
All right, just tell them not to give them a rule, and don't let them get to 21 days.
Wage is just as wild as anything we ever had, and it'll pass if it comes out. And I suppose it'll come out. I don't know.
Well, you can't get a rule, can you?
I don't know. The speaker talked to the speaker, and we both talked to Roosevelt, and the speaker wouldn't. He just doesn't understand my language. That's the difference. I'll tell you that right now.
Well,
he doesn't understand how important that is nationwide. He knows it. Northeast doesn't matter anything. But we've got about three bills that we're going to get that we're going to get heard on. That's one of them. And I think the federal employees thing, the minimum wage, and the FTC could all hurt us.
What about the 21-day rule? How do you keep them from getting that on the...
They asked for it on everything in the Labor Committee.
Have they asked for it on wage now yet? Minimum wage?
Yes, they ask it routinely on everything that they get. And Judge Smith doesn't give it earned. But I tell you what I can do. I can get Judge Smith to give a rule on higher education if we need it. No question.
I wish you'd start on him Tuesday.
Well,
on higher education and immigrant. Please just do it Monday, because I've got Morse, and I've just got Morse giving me hell. I don't want to admit it. But he's just threatening me with everything, and he's got $700 million bill. I want to get rid of it, and I'll tell him, screw yourself.
Well, we're going to get the higher education. I don't have any problem with that. That's the least.
I've got to get it in education. Now, can we pass ARA?
Yes, sir.
Now, what do we need to do on agriculture?
Well, we need to make the most detailed personal lobby we've made since we passed the cotton bill before. It's worse than the rent subsidy bill was. We've got a real job on our hands on that one. And there's nothing else we have any trouble passing.
We have trouble
keeping things from coming up. That's our biggest problem.
How's your boy?
Fine.
Still got that baseball glove? Let me
tell you. David, say.
Has you guys still got that baseball glove? You still got that baseball glove I gave you?
Yeah.
Have you ever played baseball?
I'm not playing it now, but, well, not exactly now, but I do play.
Is that a pretty good glove you got?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
You going to the ball game with me again next year? Well, how about accepting right now? I'd like to invite you.
What?
I'd like to invite you to go to the ball game with me. Why don't you accept right now? Ask your daddy if he can't go with me.
But that's about next year.
Well, that's right. But if I can invite you a year ahead of time, can't you give me an acceptance a year ahead of time?
Yes.
Will you go?
I think so.
You think so? All right. Well, be a good boy. Okay. Let me talk to your daddy. He said he said that's too far off, that ball game a year from now.
That's spring game.
Yeah, but he says that he'll go.
Right.
I invited him, and he says he'll go. Do you think that, where were all your House members today that didn't come? Were they mad?
No, nobody mad. They just because we didn't meet. We'd finished our program, and I'd like to see us meet on Fridays and Saturdays until we adjourn, because we can adjourn.
See, old Tip O'Neill blew up this week about something, and on the program, what was it? Did you see him quoting the paper on it?
I didn't see that, but he probably...
Well, bread tax.
Yeah, the bread tax. Well, and so did Jim Delaney, but they'll be all right. I think. We have them blowing up every day. They never quit blowing up. But I tell you what I think, and this is an honest appraisal. I think we've got a hard job passing the farm bill. I think we've got a hard job keeping a real radical FEPC and a real radical minimum wage bill from coming out, and I don't think that'll help anybody. We've done all we need to do for civil rights this year and last year. We can do FEPC next year. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm. I thought we had FEPC with Franklin Roosevelt. He came up and got stronger power. Is that it?
Well, no, that's Powell. He's got one. Out of the committee. That and the minimum wage. And I talked to Jimmy Roosevelt, and so did the speaker. He said, well, we got to go to $1.75. Include 5 million more people. Well, you include 5 million more people, and including farmers that hire 4 people, and they have no idea of the impact. They don't, it's one thing to pay $1.50 an hour, or $1.75 an hour here in Washington. It's another thing to pay $1.75 an hour out there where their rent costs them about $5 a month, and where they...
Well, you just have to tell them I can't do it, Joe.
Well, I've tried to tell
them. Well, don't tell them yourself, by God. I'm not going to bring it up. I'm going to fight against it. I'm going to beat against all your damn programs. Get you a new leader. I ain't going to do that. You take good care of yourself, and I'll see you Monday. Don't worry. Take care of my boy for me, and don't let him, old Paul Johnson, just call me Mississippi. He's mad because I'm sending Ready Started. So I'll see you Monday.
Okay.
Bye.